You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is August 31st, 2020. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Wet Shaving Talk podcast on this last show of August 2020. It is incredible how fast this year has gone, even though this year has had its share of challenges, as we all know. It is going by fast. 2020 is going by enough. Before we know it, it's going to be the holidays. Before we know it, we're going to be celebrating New Year's again. I can't believe it. It's gone by just so quick. It's unbelievable. So today on the show, we got quite a few things to discuss, but first and foremost, I want to thank everyone for all the nice comments I've been receiving online. I've been receiving a lot of more than usual emails of positive communication, positive feedback, and just want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening. I've been working very hard on improving improving my delivery and all that. I've been working on that, just watching some YouTube videos and stuff on podcasting and just working on just getting a little better. So every year, every episode, I learn something. So thank you for all the positive, all the positive feedback's been great. I really do appreciate every email that I get. I do read and try to respond to. So if I don't respond right away, do give me a few minutes. A few days, I will definitely get back to you. I promise you on that. So today on the show, we have a few new vendor that I've just recently discovered from actually a friend of mine that sent me a link to it, and I actually got in contact with the owner of the company. I'll be doing some more stuff with that particular artist in the near future. Hendrix Classics, where this is an actual add your own scent to the shave soap base. So this is a really cool concept that came up that this artisan came up with. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Hendrix Classics. PAA came out with a homage to Briel cream. If you're not sure what Briel cream is, we'll go over that. It's stuff that I've never really used because I haven't really had much hair, but it's a homage to that with a whole shave soap set, aftershave, everything going on with that too. And really, this is something that's usually not what I would put on the podcast, but beautiful engraving on a vintage Gillette. I noticed on one of the groups that I'm in, a gentleman was going on and engraving in vintage Gillette razors, and it really looked nice, so I want to share some pictures of it and share the little bit of what I know about it, and I'll be getting some more maybe we'll see some more content on with that kind of a concept in the near future, but I think it's really cool. It looks really nice. And also, the bottom dial article finally came out. Finally was able to finish that. That was a lot of work, several months of research and just going back and forth and shaving and all that good stuff. And it debuted last week on Sharpologist, so I'll go over a little bit about that and how that was one of my favorite articles that I've actually written since I've been wet shaving writing, or being a wet shaving writer. So that is one of my favorite concepts, one of my favorite razors, definitely. And if it's not the favorite razor of mine, it's in my top three or four. Just being able to go and talk about it and learn more new stuff on the bottom, that was just great. And also a survey. I did come out, was able to do a survey on the fall seasonal special on what day to do it. So check that out, and we'll go over that a little bit later on in the show. And you can just decide which week you would like to pick for the actual episode to debut. And the winner will the one that gets the most votes will be the week that I actually do it. We'll debut the fall seasonal special. And of course, the fall seasonal special is coming. So all you vendors out there, everybody out there that's got stuff that wants to talk about their new products coming out with that's fall related, let me know soon because the show is coming up. All right, guys. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. Hendrix Classics. All right. So I'm always looking for new ideas, new concepts of, I guess, a vintage idea, right? We're talking about wet shaving and how it's really vintage. I mean, think about it. We're talking about doing stuff that people did 50, 60, 100 years ago and making and putting it into our everyday routine. So are there ever anything new concepts to the wet shaving world that could be incorporated with what we do? Well, Hendrix Classics has actually done that, and I have to say thank you to a listener and actually a personal friend who's been, we've been talking back and forth on Facebook quite often, Brian Landry. Thank you very much for pointing this out to me, because this concept's really awesome. Hendrix Classics is basically a shave soap company, right? An artisan. They have several things, items, products, and all that on their website. But really what he does, what Hendrix does, is he actually takes a raw soap base, right? Unscented soap base, you know, for that, and then makes several essential oils. Several, I should say, several dozen, because there's like 20 scents, if not more. And then you just add a couple drops to each load. Like you take it, you scoop the soap out, you put it in your bowl, you add a couple drops, and that will give you a scent for the actual shave. And you can do mix and match scents. You can do, like, I think there's a pack of like five you can get. And what this does is just really allows you to customize your shave and work with every scent you want. You can actually probably mix scents if you want. There's like, you can do stuff, whatever you desire, really. So I was really interested in the concept. I haven't seen much of this before. And it does bring a new concept to the wet shaving world. I'm sure there's a few people have tried it. And I'm sure there's a few people have done it on their own. But the essential oils come with it. And you can just make whatever kind of scent you want with it. Now, what I think the idea of this is the customization product. And also, if you have a shave den, which is getting, let's be honest, most of us have quite a few items in our shave dens, this will condense it down to where you can have the scents and only have to have use one puck of soap. I could tell you right now, I have enough soap probably to last my life, right? If not several lifetimes. I went online the other day and I heard somebody talking about, I have 200 soaps, and they figured it to where it would, the gentleman had 100 years worth of soap, like one, I guess, two soap pucks a year you would use if you use it just primarily. So he's got 100 years worth of soap. That's two generations worth of soap to use. So what better way to get all the scents in the variety than to get one shave soap puck and then several scents or whatever. So I thought it was really cool. Now, I have not tried this product yet, but I plan on doing so in the near future and possibly reviewing it on the podcast and probably in print as well. So I'll check it out. But until then, I did include in the show notes the link to the website, hendrixclassics.com. Check them out and see what you think. If you've used their products, let me know as well. A couple people I've seen some reviews online have used it. Positive reviews so far. But I will be definitely trying this stuff in the near future and letting you guys know my take on it. But if you've used it yourself, you know, send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. PAA, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, is back at it with another homage to a very popular brand. Breel Cream is a hair gel, oil, whatever, cream. It's a hair cream that came out in England right around the late 1920s, I believe 1928. And it was really popular with British soldiers, and it actually became, I think it was a standard issued to British soldiers during World War II. Right, so they used it, keeps your hair back, keeps it nice, classic scent, really works. Unfortunately, guys, this is a product I never used because I've never really had that much hair in my life, other than when I was younger. I've always had, since I was 15 moving on, I have buzzed my head. So I have been, for well over 20 years, been shaving my head, not having much hair to comb, so I've never really used hair gel or let alone have owned a comb. So that brings up another funny story too for another day. I could tell you that as well with the comb story. It's funny. I'll bring it up now. I think it's pretty good. I like to go sidebar, which I know some people like, some people don't. But when I first started, when I first got married, my wife would ask me, "Can I borrow your comb?" one time, and I looked at her and I honestly laughed. I said, "I don't own a comb. I've never owned a comb since I was a little kid." And it was just funny because I've always had, you know, shaved head, and now I actually wet shave, like take it down to nothing, but I've always buzzed it. And it's just hilarious when somebody asks you for a comb. It's like, wow, I've never owned a comb. So unfortunately, Breel Cream is something I've never related to, so I don't know how to use it. But PAA has has done a homage to it in a shave soap, aftershave, I think aftershave cream, all this other stuff that they've done to that scent. So Brio Cream is definitely one of those classics, so much classic for Europe and classic for the United States, to where it was just a staple item. And they've actually still, you can still buy it in like grocery stores and Walgreens and CVS and like drugstores and stuff all over the world. So really cool to see this homage come back. This is something I never would have thought of. The product is called Dab, which is actually one of the punchlines that Brio Cream's always had. You only need a dab to get your hair look. Just a dab works, right? Or something like that. And it's just nice to see that there's another homage to the special scent. Now, they're doing it all different soap bases and stuff. So check it out. I added a link to the show notes to the entire collection if you want to see it. But yeah, this actually really stood out because I was like, wow, Brio Cream. I thought they were making a hair cream at first. I was like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. And then I saw that they actually just took the scent and went nuts with it. So awesome job by PA by bringing back some more classics. And if you guys remember when you were younger, or if your family used it or something like that, check it out. Definitely on the interest for a cool scent. All right, everyone, moving on. We have the beautiful engraving on a Gillette razor here. And this is done by a gentleman on the vintage Gillette shaving group that I'm in. And I saw that he took a Gillette toggle and just went and just did some really beautiful engraving on it. I'm looking at this, and I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like at first, I'm like, okay, well, maybe we'll see what somebody can come up with on that. But just looking at it, it's incredible with the detail. This is definitely some real skill that this gentleman was able to do. He did it on the toggle handle. And actually on the top of the doors, the silo doors, on the actual toggle itself. Now, the gentleman's name is Ravi. He's on the Gillette Vintage Gillette's Facebook group. So if you're a member of that group or not, I do recommend being a member of that group if you're into Vintage Gillette's, because they have a lot of really cool content, a lot of good posts, and a lot of rare razors are on there. And this guy, I can't believe the job he did. Just take a look at the pictures I put on the show notes. And that'll just say, that's a thousand words right there. No words needed, really. Incredible work. Beautiful, beautiful design. Now, will this diminish the value of the razor? I don't know. I think this is something more along the lines of a hobby. I don't think he'll be selling this razor, so I don't think it'll hurt the value. But man, it looks beautiful. And I would probably take, I don't know, maybe like a Fat Boy or Slim or something like that and do the same concept and then possibly have it plated again. Because remember, the plating on these razors are really, really thin. The plating is very thin. They weren't designed, I don't think, to last your whole life, even though they are built like that. I think Gillette built them kind of like, almost like how we actually drive cars. Like the people drive cars now, especially in the United States, where they hit 100,000 miles and they trade them in, 60,000 miles, 80,000 miles. They don't leasing cars, so they only keep them for 3 years. So Gillette, I think, kind of produced their razors to do that. And reason why I say that is they're not really serviceable, right? You can't really take them apart on your own. Not like like the Apollo Micron, for example. The Apollo Micron is another adjustable razor from Germany. And this razor in the kit came with a brush to clean it. You could fully disassemble it and clean it and take it apart. Very simple. You can do it yourself. And Gillette kind of took that away. Like, you can't take apart a Gillette razor. You can't take apart a Gillette toggle easily and put it back together unless you have special tools and stuff like that. So they really didn't design them to be rebuilt and cleaned. They designed them to work until the new model came out, and then somebody would say, oh, I want the latest Gillette. You know, I got to have the newest one. Kind of like with iPhones now. And iPhones really are great when they come out, and maybe for a year afterwards, but after that, they start diminishing a little bit. The newer ones are faster. The older ones are slowing down and stuff. I think that's kind of the same concept, just to keep you buying them. You know, originally, thinking about it now, Gillette came out with the blades where they were making their money. When the first double ring came out, the first razors came out, they were really into selling the blades. That's where they sold a lot of them. You know, they sell the razor, you keep the razor and sell the blades. But then, there's only so much money you can make on a dollar worth of blades, right, or 50 cents worth of blades, but by keeping them buying new razors, new models, I think that also helped too. So, sorry going off on that one, but that just explains why the plating is so thin, right? You don't really want to over-polish the Gillette razor because you might take all the nickel plating, the gold plating off it. So you could definitely see that on this toggle. So what I would probably do if I owned this razor or if I was really serious into this, which he actually, I think it looks like he didn't go too deep when he engraved, would be to send it out and have it replated. You know, replate it over the nice etching and all that and see if it would work. I don't know if it would work or if it would hold. I would have to ask an expert on that. But really beautiful work on this. It's a great concept. I think this this guy has some true artistic skill. And Ravi, great job. And you know, I gave him a shout out on the actual in the group itself. If you're not a member of that group, check it out, because it really is just awesome, awesome content over there. And finally, last Monday, the Bottom Dial Aquos article came out, written by myself with a lot of work to it. I spoke to numerous people about bottom dials. I actually, to be honest, I reached out to almost everybody I've ever known that's owned one or has one currently, asked them to weigh it. I asked them to look at theirs in comparison to mine. And you know, reached out to vendors and to actually got a hold of Gillette, the archives department, Gillette again, to work with them, partner up with them for this article, and found out that there were, you know, so many new facts about this that were never released. And this is one of my favorite articles. The Toggle article was definitely my favorite. This is my second favorite article, or if not, they're both maybe equally as important to me. Just a lot of fun really researching about vintage Gillette. I wish they would have had better records back then, but it's fun looking at the mystery and stuff like and stuff like that, right? So the Aquos article is out, and I'll give you a little bit of a teaser or so. There is some new content in there that you've never seen. There's also a discovery of bottom dials that they found in a vault. Okay, they're new old stock, never touched, never used, never produced, never sent out. Never circulated. So just really cool concept on that. And just so much fun having researching about this razor. Now, if you're an owner, if you're if you love vintage Gillettes, and this is something that you are, you know, looking at and purchasing one day, I'm going to be honest, guys, it's not going to change your life owning a bottom dial razor. You know, it's just, it's fun to collect, but it's fun to read about too. So don't emphasize too much on it if you haven't owned one. If you have a Fat Boy or Slim, you're doing just fine, right? Enjoy the vintage Gillette, the actual craftsmanship on these razors and just the way they were built. They're so complex for such a simplistic design. And today's world, we really don't have anything like that. Like, I would say the Gillette toggle is probably the most, honestly, the most complex wet shaving safety razor design that we've seen as wet shavers, you know? Because of all the moving parts and the concept and everything like that. And up until the Janus razor came out, really nobody's tried to replicate that. So it is definitely more along the lines of being one of those complex designs. And we may not see anything like that in the near future. But razors today, I mean, when you go to the store and you see the, you know, cartridge razors and stuff with all the latest technology, why don't you guys go back 50 years, 60 years, and really take a look at what technology was, because this is the 1960s, 50s and 60s in its prime. This is when they were coming out with bubble top cars and all these new concept. If you've ever heard of Preston Tucker's Tucker, right, with the movable light, the disc brakes, the seat belts and all that stuff, years before they were actually a concept for regular cars, right? But years before they became standard issue. This guy came out with new stuff, and just same thing with Gillette and actually like a few other companies as well. They came out with the technology 60 years ago, and it was there, and the complexity was there, and now they've kind of gone to basic with more basic designs with, I guess, more cutting edge technology in their opinion. So check it out, guys. I had a really good time writing it, and let me know what you think. You can send some comments on the site. You can send some comments to me directly, and just really, it's just really fun. The wet shaving hasn't gotten old. I'm still having a good time with it. All right. And moving along to the new survey. Okay. I've created a survey. It is live at surveymonkey.com. The link to the exact survey is right in the show notes regarding the fall seasonal special. This survey will only take you about approximately 3 or 4 seconds to do. It's one question with just a few dates on it, of dates that you would prefer to see the fall seasonal special come out. Now, if you're new to the show and you haven't been listening, here is what the fall seasonal special really is. It is an episode that I do every year. I think this will be our fifth one, which showcases all of the fall products. Because fall is the biggest season of wet shaving. Okay, I'll be honest with you. And usually I have a list of over 120 vendors that I go through. I search through them. I link up a little bit of a few bullet points on each soap and each scent. And I put a picture up in there and I go through it every year. Fall seasonal specials are my favorite episodes to produce. And I will have links to all the old ones. Or if you just Google search it on Sharpologist fall seasonal special, you'll be able to find the archives of all the older episodes. So it's a lot of fun. I really do enjoy it. But every year I've tried different dates to do it. And this year I'm going to let you guys pick. Because either I go too early and I miss things, or we go too late and it's too late to buy it and get it by Halloween. That's the issue. So traditionally, I used to do it the first show of October. I've tried it in September. I've tried it later in October. And I just want to see what you guys really think and go by your feedback on that. So take a look at the survey. Let me know what you think on that. And I'm going to keep the survey up for 2 weeks. So it'll be up from 2 weeks from today. And you just check it out, link it up. Do whatever you have to do and just let me know. It'll take you only a few seconds, and I do appreciate you guys taking the time to do that as well. All right, everyone, and that concludes our podcast for the week. A little bit of a slower week with news and with new products, but for the last few weeks we've been getting a lot of stuff, so I had a feeling it was going to be a little bit of a slower time. Everybody going back to school and everything like that. It's just a little hectic. It's been a little hectic for me as well. But I do want to thank you, and remember that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. A special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our next show will be on the 14th of September. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.